This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A passenger train struck a vehicle and partially derailed along Taiwan's east coast Friday, killing at least 34 people and injuring dozens more, according to police. Survivors were climbing out windows and onto roofs to reach safety shortly after the morning crash. Media reported 350 passengers were on board. Reports said a truck fell from a cliff above and landed on the tracks where a train was coming from a tunnel and smashed into it. The Biden administration is stepping up efforts to convince Americans who are skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccines to get their shots. Surveys show those skeptical are most likely to be swayed by local, community, and medical encouragement by people they know and trust. The president and vice president urge community and religious leaders to keep encouraging vaccinations. They're part of a coalition of public health, athletic, faith, and other groups the administration hopes will help overcome vaccine hesitancy as the nation prepares for all adults to be eligible for shots by next month. Good Friday masses were celebrated across Australia as worshippers told of their joy at being able to mark Easter in person. Last year's services were held online due to the coronavirus pandemic. St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney opened for Friday's Mass with 100% capacity allowed, although the church was not completely full for service. And Peruvians are preparing to spend Easter amidst a strict quarantine after a spike in COVID-19 infections. The Peruvian capital, Lima, began a third quarantine ordered by central government to help prevent an uptick in infections, as happened in previous festivities. The restrictions will be in place until April the 4th. More news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is